iDrive SoCal is brought to you by the best automotive retailers from across Southern California. We consider our dealer partners friends and highly recommend them. When it's time for you to buy, just go to iDriveSoCal.com and click on dealers to get connected. Or email me and I'll personally introduce you. Tom@iDriveSoCal.com. That's Tom, T-O-M, at I, the letter I, drive like drive a car, SoCal like Southern California.com. Tom@iDriveSoCal.com. Now, on with the podcast.
It is the all-new 2019 Jaguar I-Pace, which is an electric crossover. It has two electric motors, pumps out 394 horsepower, and 512 pound-feet of torque. It is a completely brand new vehicle. There's never been a Jaguar vehicle like this before.
Welcome to iDrive SoCal, the podcast all about mobility from the automotive capital of the United States, Southern California. Tom Smith here at the Orange County Auto Show with the good professor, Mr. Clinton Kwan. Say hello, Clinton.
Hi, Tom.
Hello. We are here at the tail end of the Media Day event on day one of the Orange County Auto Show, and preparations are still underway. So if you hear a little bit of construction banging in the background, that's just me and the professor at the job site. The topic of this podcast here is going to be the test drive that the professor did of the something-something Jaguar.
It is the all-new 2019 Jaguar I-Pace, which is an electric crossover.
It's an electric crossover.
Yeah, and or you could say an electric SUV, and it is a compact SUV.
You know, I think we need to do a podcast entirely separate of talking about what's a crossover, what's an SUV. Because I think there's so much gray area there. But with that being said, it's all electric.
It's all electric.
It's got all two electric.
Yes, it has two electric motors, pumps out 394 horsepower and 512 pound feet of torque.
So you step on it, you feel it.
0 to 60 in 4.5 seconds.
That's the beautiful thing about the electric, right?
Yes.
And now, Professor is telling me off mic that the interior of this vehicle puts the Tesla Model X interior to shame, quite literally.
I would say all the Tesla interiors to shame. This interior is beautiful.
You know, it's going to be interesting
to
see.
Very, very well designed, gorgeous looking interior.
It's going to be interesting to see what happens with Tesla, with all the everything moving forward. But again, Professor and I can go off on tangents so easily. We're not going to do that right now. We're going to stay focused on the Jaguar I-Pace, F-Type I-Pace. Is that what it is?
No, it's just called the I-Pace.
Just the I-Pace?
Yes.
Okay.
Just the I-Pace.
But now, so it's an electric crossover, all electric. Is it a mid-size, full-size, compact, subcompact?
It is a compact crossover. It is approximately 184 inches in length, so that would definitely be a compact crossover. However, just reading, I noticed that the wheelbase is actually longer than the wheelbase of an X5, which is a mid-size crossover. But the overall length is about the same as an X3. So it has a very long, very, very long wheelbase and obviously very short front and rear overhangs.
So is this vehicle brand new for 2019?
It is a completely brand new vehicle.
There's nothing, no refresh, nothing. Brand new.
This is an all new vehicle.
New platform.
Yeah. There's never been a Jaguar vehicle like this before.
Okay. And because it's a Jag, I'm assuming it's gorgeous?
Yes. Really, really clean lines. Some beautiful curves.
And
I would say definitely one of the best electric vehicles out there in terms of exterior design.
Okay. And what about the drive? Where did you go? Just the roads, obviously, because we're here at the OC Auto Show doing test drives.
Yes. It was a street drive, and this one was different than the Mazda. Since I did drive another Jaguar, and we'll do another podcast on that one, I got a shorter test drive in this particular vehicle, and it was just around the block.
Now, is this ever intended to go off-road?
No. This is okay. This would not. It's an all-wheel drive vehicle, but it's definitely not intended for off-roading.
But it's still, it puts the driver in an upright seating position in relation to the road, right?
Correct. Yes, and you're in an elevated position.
And you have plenty of ground clearance as well.
Yes.
Okay. But then the interesting thing is, too, you were mentioning that they told you that the center of gravity of this, what was that about?
I was told that the center of gravity is actually lower in this vehicle than in the F-Type, which is their sports car.
Which is interesting.
Very, very interesting. Yeah. Because when you think of a sports car, it's a car that's low to the ground.
Right.
And would have excellent center of low center of gravity. But and this one, because you've got all the batteries.
Right,
and the
battery
batteries
power
are placed so low, it gives you a lower center of gravity.
So the center of gravity, it's important to point out, and for everybody to understand this, that the center of gravity and the ground clearance are not one and the same.
It's not, yes.
However, that drive is going to give you a very steady, very sure-footed feel because of that center of gravity being low, even though your ground clearance is higher.
Correct. And that's why the car handles so well, and this car has been tested at the racetrack and performs very, very well.
Now, what kind of range are we talking about in this vehicle?
The range for this vehicle, according to Jaguar, is 234 miles.
Okay.
Of course, that will vary based on
how you drive
conditions,
it. Right.
How you drive, the number of passengers in the vehicle.
And how are we charging it? Can we charge it? Can we charge it at home? Do we need special charging?
I'm sure there's numerous ways of charging it. Yeah, I'm sure you could charge it at home, and they probably have special chargers that you can purchase.
Okay, yes. We need to know how we're charging them as we move more into the electric.
Yes.
The electric test drives, Professor. Yeah. We need to know how we're charging. Okay, so it's a Jaguar, so it's beautiful. It's a fun car to drive because it's electric.
Yes.
What else can you tell us?
You feel that torque instantaneously.
What else can you tell us about the Jaguar I-Pace for 2019, which is a brand new vehicle, all electric, and it's a compact, you said, right?
Yes,
compact
it
crossover.
Is a compact. Okay. It's got that virtual dash, very well designed, crisp graphics, a really clean display, and there's plenty of space even though it is a compact crossover.
Plenty of space even though it's a compact crossover and electric. So
yes.
you still have, where's this battery going? But
well,
it seems
remember,
a lot of them.
The batteries
right, the batteries on the bottom, so the Prius was like the first of the hybrids, and they looked the way that they looked because it was like, well, we got this battery issue.
Yeah.
But it almost seems like the battery issue is becoming less and less an issue as we progress in the battery technology, and more electrics are coming out, more hybrids are coming out.
Yes.
So the hybrid or the all electric vehicle actually looks like what we would call a car as opposed to a spaceship.
Yes. And that's the other thing that I really appreciate about this, the design of the I-Pace, is that it looks like a regular crossover. It's not a lot of auto manufacturers, they purposely design the vehicle to look a certain way because it's an electric vehicle,
right?
Or it's a hybrid.
Right.
Yeah.
So,
and I think most people will find this very aesthetically pleasing in terms of the exterior design, and the interior is very luxurious. And it has that futuristic look to it, too.
So futuristic, but it does it scream, I'm an electric vehicle, when you first look at it?
No.
No,
it does not.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's just a new, nice vehicle that happens to be electric.
Correct.
And is it in dealerships right now? Is it coming? When is it coming?
It is not in dealerships at the moment. It will be in dealerships sometime this fall. But I don't believe a date has been announced, and there are currently, well, there's three trim levels, but there's also a fourth special trim level called a first edition. So the starting price is about $69,500 for the S. Then there's an SE and an HSE that goes all the way up to about $80,000.
Okay. So this is priced appropriately for the name Jag as well as the luxurious aspect.
Yes. So there's about an $11,000 price differentiation from the base model to the top line trim.
All right. So it's luxury, it's performance, it's Jaguar. Jaguar.
Yes. It's
Professor.
Got style too.
Professor. Of course it has style. It's a Jag. Come on, man. Top three things.
Top three things. I would go with the interior design, considering all the electric vehicles that are out there and comparing this to the others. This one really stands out. The performance, obviously, with 512 pound-feet of torque, 394 horsepower, and the handling with the low center of gravity.
All right.
So those are my top three.
Those are the professor's top three on the Jaguar I-Pace, which is brand new for 2019.
Yes.
All electric.
2019.
Compact.
Crossover.
Crossover slash SUV. And coming this fall, before the turn of the year, before the new year, so to speak.
Yes.
Professor, thank you, as always. From the tail end of the media day here at the Orange County Auto Show, with all of the hubbub in the background, thank you, as always, for listening. I'm Tom Smith. This is iDrive SoCal. We'll talk to you soon.
This episode was engineered and edited by Bobby Flores.
Howdy. Still here, huh? That's cool, but this one's pretty much done. But we have tons of additional content at our website, iDriveSoCal.com. If you're not listening from there already, you should definitely check it out. From there, you can subscribe to our newsletter, the podcast, or leave a note. And I'd love to hear from you, too. Here's my email, tom@iDriveSoCal.com. That's Tom, T-O-M, at iDrive, the letter I, drive, like drive a car, SoCal, like Southern California, .com. Tom@iDriveSoCal.com. Thanks again for listening, and please reach out with whatever's on your mind.